You know what? I'm getting glasses in the morning. Ding dong, my eyes are going to shine. They'll be bifocals, impressing all the yokels. From capital opticians, they'll be fine. Tom Overy is the man I'll speak to. He'll show me once that are my style. And if he cannot, Gladys knows all what's what. I'm surely leaving the place wearing a smile. I'm getting glasses come the morn. All my viewing troubles will be gone. Oh, yes. Capital optician, I'm a coming. 8th Green Street is the place it's at. To travel, and I must muster. It's right here in Augusta. So, Obrey, hold the door. I'm coming to your store to purchase glasses that are styled for me. Capital Opticians, 8 Green Street, Augusta, a member of Guild Opticians, your assurance of quality.
All right, Penguin, give up. It's no use.
Right, you crooked bird. You're going to be living in your own personal birdcage for a long time.
Not yet, you dynamic dum-dums. This sun gun will blind you instantly.
It didn't work, Penguin. Our new American Optical sunglasses from Capital Opticians in Augusta have protected our eyes from your sun gun.
Wow, Batman, these Capital Optician sunglasses really shield out the glare.
Yes, Robin, and they're stylish, too.
Curses.
Oh, the disappearing act, Batman, he's gone.
I have a feeling he'll be back, old chum. Criminals like Bad Pennies keep turning up.
Gosh, Batman, I guess you're right.
Get your American Optical sunglasses at Capital Opticians, 8 Green Street, Augusta, a member of Guild Opticians, your assurance of quality.
Capital Opticians presents another episode in the continuing saga of Shades of Rage. Our hero, Dudley Do-Liddly-Doo-Doo, has spied the lovely Nell in the clutches of our dastardly villain, Snidely Liplash.
I'm Dudley, and with the help of my new no-line bifocals from Capital Opticians, I will go to lovely Nell for rescue. Hold on, family. Oh, rats! I have placed my foot within the confines of some sort of trap.
While Dudley is trying to bear up under a grisly situation, poor Nell is having her problems with that dark demon of despair, Snidely Liplash. Lovely Nell is bound to the track with a 205 from Clarksville bearing down upon her.
Oh, pray, let me go, sir. I'm sure there must be some good in your soul.
Be proud, beauty. Since you bought the new bifocals with no line at Capital Opticians, I simply can't resist you. Time is short. Say you'll marry me, be pretty.
Let me go, you creep!
Meanwhile, our hero Dudley has found a new friend.
Now cut that out. I'm coming now, doodly-a-diddly, to the rescue.
Curses. Here comes your hero Dudley. What's his name? But he's too late this time.
Will our hero and his newfound friend bear up to the cause, or has his friend got other things in mind? And will Dudley straighten out his other dilemma, his name? Join us next time when Capital Opticians, who offer you the new look in bifocals, bring you Shades of Rage.
Capital Opticians, 8 Green Street, Augusta, a member of Guild Opticians, your assurance of quality.
Capital Opticians presents You Were Not There. Yes, you were not there, but if you had been at the Battle of the Little Lake Pond, you would have discovered that the famous General Muster did not die as history has recorded. Let's go back in time. Here we are with our microphone about to ask General Muster why, with the battle now over, he is not dead.
Well, I just want to say...
He's not dead because I, Chief of Sioux Tribe...
Now, let me tell the Chief Nutty Pony. See, I'd left my bifocals back at the fort and therefore could not see what was going on.
Me take pity on Longlocks, not fair to fight man who cannot see.
Well, you know, I really forgot them on purpose. I can't stand those bifocal lines.
You know, forget, not honest mistake.
Sorry, Chief, but now the battle is over and I'm still alive, right?
Wrong.
If only General Muster could have been around today, he would have been proud to wear the new no-line bifocals from Capital Opticians. He might have even won the battle. You Were Not There was brought to you by Capital Opticians, 8 Green Street, Augusta. A member of Guild Opticians, your assurance of quality.
Capital Opticians, 8 Green Street, Augusta, presents The Godpapa.
Oh, wise Godpapa, I need a favor.
You already owe me a favor.
But in order to return the favor, I need a favor.
You mean you need not to pay back the favor you owe me. You want another favor that will make it two favors. I'll do you a favor. Don't ask for a favor.
But you see, Godpapa, I'm a singer.
If you say so, Nino.
And I'm losing my eyesight.
Is it against the law to wear the glasses?
No, but my eyes are so bad, I need bifocal.
Oh, where are the bifocals?
But the mines, my public would never accept me.
Visit the Capital Opticians, hit Green Street, Augusta, and try the No Line bifocals.
No Line bifocals?
Don't repeat.
No. Sorry, Godpapa.
See Tom Aubrey's the girl Friday.
Do I have to wait till Friday?
It's an expression that can't be your head. Her name is Gladys.
Gee, Godpapa, thanks for the favor.
No, Nino. Do me a favor.
Anything, Godpapa.
Get out of here or else. And don't forget, you owe me a favor. For the favor.
Do yourself a favor. See Capital Opticians, 8 Green Street, Augusta. They'll offer you a no-line bifocal you won't refuse.
Capital Opticians presents another exciting adventure of The Silhouette.
The weed of time bears bitter years. Time does not stay. The Silhouette knows.
Of a scene opens in the lavish apartment of Beaumont Blanston, wealthy man about town. His valet is trying desperately to rush him off in pursuit of another misdeed to society. But, sir, you must go.
No, Hendricks, I can't go through with it again.
What, sir?
The last time I threw my cloak of invisibility around me, everything silhouetted. Everything except the lines on my bifocals.
Well, is that all?
Is that all? The thugs were able to see where I was. And one of the vipers threw a fist to my jaw.
See Capital Opticians right away, sir. Tom Aubrey or Gladys, his girl Friday, will provide you with the new no-line bifocals.
Why, that could very well lead to a whole new me.
Without a doubt, sir.
The line of sight is no longer a fright. The Silhouette knows.
The Silhouette has been brought to you by Capital Opticians, 8 Green Street, Augusta. A member of Guild Opticians, your assurance of quality.
I decree that all my subjects will henceforth dispense with wearing bifocal glasses.
But, Your Highness, many of our worthy knights cannot see without spectacles.
True, O wise Merlin, the glasses give an image of imperfection to a supposedly perfect Camelot.
But, Arthur, I will not be able to see to conduct my wife-demanded services without my glasses.
Pray, it not be the glasses as much as the lines that upset me.
Merlin, beseech thee, do something.
I will cost my wizardry into the future. Aha! I behold an establishment calling itself Capital Opticians. It is in the domain of Augusta, in the county of Kennebec, on the street of 8 Green. A member of Guild Opticians, your assurance of quality.
Tell us more, O wise one.
I see bifocals with no light.
Yes, yes.
I see two subjects, now Miss Tom and Gladys.
Can you duplicate them?
Tom and Gladys?
No, knave, the glasses.
They're sooner said than done.
Oh, Merlin, you are a whiz.
As to that large table you requested,
I will bring it round, I'm sure, Merlin.